AP Sports, I'm Ben Thomas. College football, top-ranked Alabama got a scare needing a last-minute field goal to beat Texas 20-19. David Schuster has details.
The Tide's game-winning boot followed a 49-yard field goal from the Longhorns' Burt Auburn with 1:29 to go. Heisman winner Bryce Young led his team down the field for the game winner. On the day, Young was 27 of 39 for 213 yards and one TD. Alabama won in spite of 15 penalties. They're now 2-0, while Texas drops to 1-1.
The next four in the AP Top 25, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, and Clemson had little trouble securing wins, but number 6 Texas A&M was upset by Appalachian State 17-14, and 8th-ranked Notre Dame fell to Marshall 26-21. The Irish are now 0-3 under new head coach Marcus Freeman.
I mean, it comes down to execution. We did not execute the way we obviously needed to win this game.
In tennis, world number one Iga Swiatek defeated Ons Jabeur 6-2, 7-6 to win her first U.S. Open championship and third Grand Slam title.
In second set, it got really physical, and I'm happy that I got my level of energy up a little bit more so I could finish.
In baseball's division races, the Yankees pushed their AL East lead to 4.5 games over Tampa Bay, jumping on the Rays in the first inning en route to a 10-3 victory. In the NL East, the Mets won big while the Braves dropped a game to the Mariners. New York's now up 0.5 game. AL Central leading Cleveland knocked off the Twins, but the White Sox kept pace, thumping the A's. They're still 1.5 games back. The Cardinals lead the NL Central by a comfortable margin, and they beat Pittsburgh 7-5, with first baseman Albert Pujols hitting his 696th career home run. That ties him with Alex Rodriguez for number 4 on the all-time list.
21 years ago, when I made the ball club, that wasn't something I was chasing.
Pujols now trails only Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, and Babe Ruth. Ben Thomas, AP Sports.